You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee.
Jenna Lee.
Live from Facebook.com/group/jennalees.crystal.shop.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Your Beautiful Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I am Jenna Lee. So grateful to be here today. Welcome to the Lunar New Year. It is officially 2026. So all the old energy of 2025 is done. All the new energy of 2026 is finally here. I apologize for what's going on over here behind my head, but I'm sitting by my couch. So you know what? Just to kind of go into this Lunar New Year, if you had a crappy last year, if it, you know, caused you a lot of like trauma or drama or a lot of hardships to the point your nervous system was just fried and you were exhausted and you were in fight or flight all the time, a lot more downs and ups, you more than likely just had what we call a shed, because last year was the year of the snake. Snakes have to shed their old skin so new things can come in. So you probably just went through a shed. The year of the fire horse, which we just entered as of Tuesday, is going to be a better year for you. It's going to lift you up after that massive shed. So please, please, please do yourself a favor. Set your goals, set your intentions, set, your intentions for how you want to feel every single day. Okay. I've been doing a lot of inner healing the last 7 weeks. It's been really great. And so what I wanted to communicate about tonight is, you know, what started my career? I have been able to see since I was about 3 years old. So seeing spirits and communicating with spirits is nothing new to me. But I really started my career almost 12 years ago by doing past life regression hypnosis. I knew I wanted to do hypnosis so that I could do past life regression hypnosis. And today I just kind of wanted to talk about hypnosis and how much of a difference it's made. Right now, I do a lot of self-hypnosis, or I record it and listen to myself doing it. I always go into hypnosis because it is the fastest way to get into the subconscious mind to heal anything, to release anything, to set goals that come up. Think about it being your cell phone, right? We can install apps that we want, that we like. We can uninstall apps that we no longer use, that we no longer, or that we dislike, right? Think about the habits, the emotions, the beliefs, the experiences in your brain. Hypnosis allows us to go in there and install new apps, new thoughts, new beliefs, new like things to be motivated about. And it also allows us to uninstall habits, beliefs, old experiences that we're still holding on to. And that is why I chose to do hypnosis. We could get into the brain very quickly. Now, some of the things over the last 12 years of doing hypnosis that I have seen, the misconceptions. I want to touch on this misconceptions before I take this caller. But the top three things that I have heard as misconceptions for hypnosis are, number one, people assume they're going to be asleep. They assume they're not going to remember anything. They assume that they're just going to be out of it. Okay, it's absolutely false for healing hypnosis. There are three levels of hypnosis: alpha, theta, delta. So it's like awake and aware, deeper down, awake and aware, deeper down. Think about driving your vehicle from point A to point B, and you're thinking about your life so deeply that when you like come out of it, you're like, oh, did I stop at that stop sign back there? Did I stop at that stoplight? Like, where were my eyes at the entire time, right? So that is the second level of hypnosis. We've all experienced something similar to that. And so it's just natural, awake and aware, deeper down, awake and aware, deeper down. The very last level of hypnosis, that delta, is the sleep-like level, right? People will talk to me. They'll do things in that level. They don't remember anything. 95% of my clients stay in alpha theta. Delta is very hard to get into. So that's a misconception. The second biggest misconception is I can make you do things that you don't want to do. That is stage hypnosis. That is completely different than healing hypnosis. I cannot make you say or do anything that you do not want to do. Your subconscious mind will always protect you. So if I were to ask you a secret and you didn't want to tell me, you would either just ignore me or you would wake up. Okay. There is nothing I can do, you know, to you or make you say to me that you don't want to. Your subconscious mind always protects you. So those are the top two. Oh, the other one I hear all the time now, this is an old timer saying, this came from like our grandparents or great grandparents, and a lot of man-made religion. They believe that under hypnosis, I can take your free will. I promise you, I cannot take your free will. In fact, you're in a heightened state of awareness so that we can focus on those changes that you want to make rather than being knocked out and me just in control of you. So those are the top three misconceptions I've heard over the last 12 years of doing hypnosis. I do have a caller from Australia. Will you pop that back up again for me, Dave? Oh, Karen. Hey, from Southwest Australia.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing great. How can I help you today?
I was just wondering a couple of questions on if you see us moving and buying a house soon, and anything maybe for my brother in heaven.
Okay, so let's go into the house first, okay? Karen, yep. Please do me a favor and give me your birth date so I can tune into your energy.
Yep, 1st of 8, 1963.
Okay, tell me one more time, please. Your phone kind of cut up for me.
Oh, sorry. The 1st of 8, 1963.
Oh, gosh, you think a lot. You got a lot going on in your brain. How fast are you wanting to move? That's going to be the question.
Sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. It does look like there's some blockages in the way of that.
Okay,
let me see. I'm just trying to see what it is. Uh-huh. Are you fearful in any way about moving? Is there a fear that's coming up about this move?
Maybe with my husband, maybe, you know, finding work if we move. Like the prices of the houses are going up, that's all, finding the right one.
Right. So what I'm getting is that there's blockages and it's coming from a fear-based blockage. And so in that case, mm-hmm. if this were what you guys wanted to do, I would tell you that you need to start writing it down. What do you want in a house? Where do you want it to be? How do you want the house to feel? What specifics do you want in the house? Things like that. Get very specific about what you're looking for. What's the price of the house? Things like that. Get very specific. Mm-hmm. And then if you're into it, you know, pray together about this to make sure it's the best thing for you. If it is, it'll line up. But as of right this moment, I just see a lot of blockages, a lot of hesitation. And I think it's your guys' own emotions getting in the way. So at that point, again, I would pray for guidance to make sure this is the best option for you.
Okay. Yeah. My husband has to have an operation in between too. So seeing that might be sort of stopping it a bit as well.
So why the move then? Why do you have to move?
I don't really like it where I am, and my children and grandchildren are where we want to move.
How far away is it?
5 hours.
Yeah, like how many hours away or something?
Yeah, 5 hours, yeah.
Oh, 5 hours. Okay, gotcha. I'm going to say that if you guys can get together and pray about this, and please, it is so important to write this out, write it out. When we are writing, we are using all of our energy. Please write it out, list out as many things as you can, be as specific as possible. If you guys can start to do that, I see a move in the next 3 to 5 months. Okay. If you are hesitant in any way and you do not do it, it will probably be longer than that.
Okay. Yeah, righto.
Okay. And then what was your next question?
If there was anything coming from my brother, any messages from my brother.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Dennis.
Just give me 1 minute. I'm just scanning to see if I can find his energy. It's not popping up right away like a lot of them do. Did he go on a traumatic way, like an accident or something?
Cancer.
Just give me his. I'm not seeing his energy at all, so I'm just trying to find it. Has it been quite a while ago?
8.5 months.
Oh gosh, he's so fresh. Okay. Give me his birthday, please. Let me see if I can find him that way.
It's the 7th of the 4th, 1961.
Do you know if your brother had a lot of anxiety?
Maybe with work-wise, maybe. Towards the end of his cancer, he was, you know, pretty well, had a lot of anxiety.
Yeah. So normally, like, I can see them very well. I've been able to see them since I was 3. They're really easy for me, and he's so difficult. So what I'm looking for now is to see if he's in what we call the healing room, the healing center. Okay. Do you know if your brother suffered with a lot of anger?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to grab the right energy, and he's just so difficult. I usually don't have this many problems.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ask me a different question. I'll see if he can come through. Is there something else you want to know about?
Just husband wanted to buy a new caravan.
I mean, that would be okay. What's the hold up with that?
Sorry?
So that would be okay. So what's your hold up about it?
That's not what about. Sorry.
Okay, tell me again one more time.
Yep. My husband was wondering, like, he wants to buy a new caravan. Just wondering if that's on the cards later on.
Yeah, so I think that that's okay. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Also, so, have a hot rod.
So I'm just getting messages really quick from your brother. Just give me 1 moment. So, and it's not your brother. Please keep in mind, your brother is in what we call the healing center. So it's actually his spirit guides are coming through. They're telling me that he was really angry with the way that he went. And so he has a lot of work to do to overcome that. They're showing me that he had a beautiful smile and he liked to laugh a lot, but he didn't communicate well about his inner emotions or inner struggles very often. And so where he harbored that all down and he was so angry about how he left, it took him a while to cross over. They're showing me that he must have children that he didn't want to leave behind, or like grandchildren he didn't want to miss out on or something similar. And it took him quite a while to cross over. And so once he finally crossed over, and he's got a lot of anger. He's got a lot of anger. So it's like an onion, if you will. There's just so many layers to everything that he held on to and how much anger he had for going the way that he did, that he's in the healing center. And I can't reach him right now while he's in there. So the spirit guides are coming through to let me know. But they're just reminding me of like how much love he had for you. He must have liked to pick on you as well as be a protector at the same time. But his smile and his laugh is just so incredible. He is okay. He's doing great, they said. He's got a few challenges to overcome with this, the human emotions that he really struggled with, but he will be fine. Yeah. Now in the healing center, we cannot give it a specific time of when he's going to be out, but it looks like it'll be sooner rather than later because he's doing a great job. They're telling me to tell you to please talk to him. If there's anything that you need to forgive him for or to say to encourage him, like how much you love him to get through this next part of the healing, please do so because they can hear you. You must be dreaming about him once in a while.
Yeah, I do actually, yeah. Sometimes there was once I was dreaming I was going to ring him when I woke up, but then when I woke up, I realized I couldn't ring.
They're just showing me that he is coming to in dreams. It's almost like every once in a while, he's getting a break from this healing center and he's kind of like reaching out or, you know, making a call, if you will. And he's just kind of doing little visits like that, but he's doing good. It just took him a while to get there.
All right then. That sounds good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to hear from you also, in the future. Oh, say it again.
Yep. I have a hot rod, a hot rod car. I'm not up for sale. Do you see that selling anytime soon?
Yes, I do. I don't know how fast you want it to sell, but within the next 2 months, I do. I do see that selling.
Okay. Yep. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Bye. Hey guys, so I just seen Patricia from York, Pennsylvania, which I will remember because my best friend moved to York, Pennsylvania last year. Hey, Patricia.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for doing a reading for me today.
Yeah, of course. What questions can I help you out with?
First of all, I think I have some abilities. I get a lot in dreams. I was a registered nurse for 27 years. I've seen a lot of things in hospitals and things to this day that I cannot explain, other than to say that, do I believe that spirits exist? Absolutely. Do I believe that there's a lot more to life than what we see? Absolutely.
Okay.
First of all, I mean, my mother has come to me on numerous occasions since she's passed, but I've heard nothing from my father. Can you pick up on either one of their energies and let me know how they're doing? I kind of told them out loud about a half an hour ago, now is your chance if you want to say anything to me.
Okay. Patricia, do me a favor and give me your birth date, please.
8/31. The year is 64.
My goodness, you guys today, thanks so much. Gosh, your brain. First of all, I will do my best to pick up those energies, but I have to tell you some stuff first that I'm seeing so strongly with you, okay?
Okay.
You really do have abilities, and not just in your dreams. You are so sensitive to others' energies, and what I see a lot of is ghosts being attracted to you. I see it a lot in the hospital. They get right up in your face and they're always trying to communicate with you. You have a way of like shutting it down, but there's only so much you can take on. So it'll come out in, I don't know how else to word this properly, forgive me, but it's almost like temper tantrums within yourself or getting angry or grouchy, some type of emotional diffuse like that, because it's not your energy. Them trying to communicate with you goes into your dreams frequently because that's how they can reach you. But if you weren't so busy and so stressed out, you would be able to see them clearly with either your human eyes or your spiritual eyes like I do. And that's what's happening to you. They talk to you. And when you notice it or pick it up, if you will, you hear it as thoughts coming across your mind. It'll sound like you and it's one of your thoughts, but it is them talking to you.
I completely agree with that statement. I have seen them I've seen ghosts in the hospital. I worked third shift for 17 years, 7P to 7A. I have seen light phantasms. I have seen equipment turn on and off. Different items with electrical. And like I said, I've had a lot of dreams. I can tell you the one vision I had, and I know it sounds crazy, is my mother on Christmas Eve getting all dressed up, telling me that she was going to Jesus's birthday ball because she said she heard it was the party of the year. I told that to my priest on that next morning, and he got all the hair stood up on his arms, and he says, "You do realize that that was not a dream. That was a vision, right?" I said, "Yeah."
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he said that because I was expecting him to be like, no. Yeah. Well, you have to.
No, absolutely.
So the interesting part, though, is I was asking Spirit, well, what's the purpose of you seeing ghosts? And they're so sassy. They're like, duh. It's to help cross them over. You're not somebody who attracts spirits. You attract ghosts. There is a difference. Ghosts need help crossing over, and that's why they're going to keep presenting themselves to you. You'll get it in your dreams because your brain can finally be at rest where they can sink in, and you know the messages can come through because you're not busy during your sleep. So that is why you're meant to help them cross over. It's almost like you're meant to help them be the last ear before they finally get to move on to the other side. To encourage them. You're very good at that just for people in general. But in a weird way, it's almost like you can understand spirits and humans. Does that make sense? Or ghosts? Ghosts.
No.
You can connect with them so well.
Many times things will happen in my house. And I'm like, okay, who's ever here? You are free to go. You know, you need to go crossover. You need to leave. You're not welcome in my personal space right now.
And does it work for you?
Yeah, because usually whatever I hear stops.
Okay. Can I give you a little bit of advice after doing this my whole life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the number one thing is, you know, they're not supposed to be here, but some of them don't know that they're dead. Some of them have things to do. And many, many, many of them are terrified of what's on the other side. So what I do to them, for them, is I just say like, hey, buddy, like, I know for whatever reason that you're here. But this is, you know, the year 2026 and you don't belong here. And I understand you might be afraid of what's on the other side. However, there's no such thing as, I apologize, Patricia, because this might go against your religion, but this is how I see it.
No.
How I've communicated my whole life. There's no such thing as Judgment Day. We judge ourselves.
No,
we came down here with the plan and we decide if we accomplish that or not. So there's no such thing as Judgment Day. You can go into the white light, notice who's there for you, look to see who's in there. And if you don't like it, you can always come back. I promise you. But once you finally go into that light, you're going to get rid of all these human emotions and you're going to feel that love and excitement for life again that you haven't felt in a long time. Like, please go. And you will start noticing that they'll start thinking about it or they'll start looking in the light or something similar. And then they'll leave shortly after. But if I'm telling them you're not welcome here, they're not getting the help they need. They're just forced out of a home, still wandering around without God's healing. So if you're meant to cross them over, please learn how to properly communicate so that they'll go back, because we're just getting infested with ghosts right now.
I will be more cognizant of that, because I used to sit at the bedside of patients that were passing away and tell them that it was okay for them to go, that their family was there waiting for them on the other side. I told that to my father when my father was passing. Even my mother, the day before she died, She told me that she was going to go to heaven and that she was going to take care of my babies that were waiting for me. And she was going to hold them and take care of them until it was my turn to come. And I told her, I said, Mom, you go ahead and you do that. Please do that.
Yeah. Well, your mother leaves you little gifts around, just so you know. Your mom tends to leave you pennies and feathers around as a reminder that she loves you. Your mom also likes to see you smile a lot. So I know it doesn't seem like she was a prankster in this lifetime, but she does little things like moves things around so that you can think about it and she's saying hello, but she loves to leave you pennies and feathers. Pennies in the weirdest places, by the way. Your dad has a lot of love for you. So much love. Like my whole heart feels like it's just so open and huge and warm and fuzzy because he has so much love for you. And he showed me memories of when you were little and playing and how you'd sit on his lap. And he said that even after a hard day of work, just having you around healed his heart. He says that you never really understood how, I guess maybe how amazing you really were at helping to heal other people just with your light, that you don't tend to see that for yourself. He's also showing me how kind and caring and compassionate you are. And you tend to take care of everybody else. So he's reminding you to take care of yourself and don't burn your candle on all ends. He says all ends, not just both ends, all ends. Okay. So he does come.
I'm so glad to hear that.
He does come to you in your dreams, but not as often as I would have hoped for. But that's because you're so busy doing things. You are such a natural gifted healer. And people like us get out of our bodies while we're sleeping to go out to the other side to do more work on the other side, which is why he's saying that you never feel fully rested, by the way. So your dad is also telling me that he protects you frequently while you're sleeping because you get out and do so much work. But he wants you to remember to pray that as you're sleeping and out of your body doing work, to please allow your body to be filled back up with that healing energy. But there is so much love from both of them to you. Your mother, she's funny, but she's kind of saying like, I can't wait to see you, but not like you're going to pass away anytime soon. Okay. there's a lot of love
not.
There. Patricia, I would love to talk to you, but I have less than a minute to get off the air because my time here is up. I will be in York, Pennsylvania, the second week of April.
Wonderful. I will look to see, where you're going to be, and if it's an area where I can purchase a ticket, I would love to attend one of your events. Thank you so much for the reading.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.